Okay, now it's on. Okay, so I'm not repeating again for you. Okay, so we said that Rashi again had this Kriya Shema Derabbanan that was established as part of the Seder HaTzvilah, and that Kriya Shema Derabbanan established as part of the Seder HaTzvilah, that's how we explain the Yushalmi. Kidei la'amod, okay, b'tfila, b'divrei Torah, and that's what they were actually doing. Because the Yerushalmi was asking, how come you say Kriya Shema earlier? So it wasn't just Stamden saying divrei Torah. No, the pshat was, they actually instituted the Rabbanan Kriya Shema, al seder ha'tfila, kidei la'amod, okay, b'divrei Torah, is really saying, this is Kriya Shema Rabbanan. Then we had the next kasha of Tosos, which was, where are the Birchas Kriya Shema? And again, okay, this is a big part of the Shir, but in terms of the Lashitaso part, I just want to show you again. Rashi again is Lashitaso, at the Birchas Kriya Shema were Brachos, separate, if you remember, separate Brachos of Shevach, etc., that as well had a similar theme to Kriya Shema, and was established as part of, okay, the Seder HaTzvila as well. And if that's the case, where was it established with? Obviously with the Kriya Shema Derabbanan, which was part of the Seder HaTzvila. Okay? Masha Enkein, obviously Tosos, okay, who, if you see the end of Tosos, even Tosus doesn't seem to hold that the Birchas Kriya Shema are Birchas HaMitzvah, but he again cannot accept that, because to him again the Kriya Shema Derabbanan is an expansion of the Kriya Shema D'Oraisa, and therefore the Brachas would have to be along with it as well. Okay, now then this part, I'm not sure everyone got this. We had a couple of minutes at the end of the shir. I want to make sure this last nekuda was gotten. So the fourth kasha, we'll come back to the third kasha briefly, because we never dealt with that yet. But the fourth kasha, which was the whole second shir, was that of, where is the smichas gula l'tfila? So again, watch the l'shitasa. What we said in Tosos, Tosos had said that you need the mitzvah of Kriya Shema D'Oraisa in order to have smichas gula tefillah. And a whole kasha in last year was, what does Kriya Shema D'Oraisa have to do with it? Okay? So we pointed out, and that was all the rayas that we brought, that as opposed to saying tefillah is mechayiv, okay, Kriya Shema and Gula before it, rather we proved last week that it's Kriya Shema that's actually Mechayev Tefillah. And that's how he types up the Yushalmi. Okay? So if that's the case, that's why Tosos and all the other Rishonim, you know, have difficulty with Rashi. Where is the Kriya Shema D'Oraisa? That's the other Rishonim assume like Tosos, but somehow try to show that Rashi is doing away with Smichas Gula Tefillah. But what we said was that no, Rashi, and it was based on the Ravid, okay, which we still haven't found, but we take Rav Willig's word for it that it's actually in the Tshuvas HaRavid somewhere. We haven't found it yet, but the Pashas of Rashi, okay, is like the Ravid, that there is Smichas Gula Tefillah. Why not? Okay, but I just want to show you, and this is a point that I want to make sure you're chap. That this is also l'shitasa, okay? Because Rashi is able to say what? Is able to say that Kriya Shema as well, because we brought many rayas for this, is mechayiv tefillah. It is the Kriya Shema and the parsha of the Kriya Shema and the geula that's mechayiv tefillah. What's the nekudas hamachlokes between Rashi and Tosos? So once again, Tosos, who understands that what? That the Rabbanan Kriya Shema is just an expansion of the Kriya Shema D'Oraisa. So obviously he holds that it's Kriya Shema D'Oraisa that's Mechayim. What? It's Mechayim Tefillah, a Smichas Gula Tefillah. That's why he has his Kasha. But Rashi, who has this separate Kriya Shema Derabbanan institution, so it's very mistaber. Again, well, where is the whole Geula anyway? The whole Geula is in the third Parsha and the last Bracha. So it's very mistaber that according to Rashi, the Smichas Geula L'Tfila is a Smichas Geula L'Tfila of the Kriya Shema Derabbanan institution of Shema Avahayim Shamoa and Vayomer. And it's a beautiful L'Shitasa. Okay? And therefore Rashi could be going with this musug. And as I call Lasse, I don't know if you heard about this, but you weren't here. But it was your Talmidim that knached us in the Yerushalmi, okay, that the Yerushalmi was the one who said, and Rashi himself quoted, it was the Yerushalmi, just to point out, just to give him nachas from his bachim, it was the Yerushalmi that said. What did Yerushalmi say? It wasn't what Yerushalmi said, for tefillah you need to have a hakdama of praises. Rather, what the Yerushalmi said was that l'madav adomer, when someone comes, an eved comes to the door and knocks on the door, and then the melech comes and the eved takes off, so the melech takes off. So your Talmidim pointed out that not like most achorim learn that Rashi is talking about kriya shma as a hakdama for tefillah, but rather what it's saying is that kriya shma. Right, what is Kriya Shema? You're knocking on the door. There's an opportunity. Kriya Shema is Mechayiv Tefillah. And that's the Shita of Rashi, that Kriya Shema is Mechayiv Tefillah. But as you see Rashi himself and Yerushalmi discussing, what part of Kriya Shema? The Geula, the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the starting out with the Kabbalah Soma for Shemayim and moving into the Geula part, which is the historical play out of Kabbalah Soma for Shemayim that demands Tefillah. So I think that was an important thing just to go over, just so everyone, you know, saw the L'shitasa, the beautiful L'shitasa, and tells us all the way through. Now I have to show you one other thing that's very interesting, and Eitan pointed this out. I'm not sure if it was Eitan or Chavrus, you know, German here. They pointed out, I'm sure most of you were bothered by this in Tosfos, and until I chapped it, I was avoiding it. The third kasha in Tosfos is lechara pliatsuma. The third kasha. What's the third kasha in Tosfos? The third kasha in Tosfos is how can Rashi say that Kriya Shema al Hamita is what? Is the Kriya Shema d'oraisa? Is the Kriya Shema min haTorah? It can't be, because we have later on in the Gemara, where you see Kriya Shema al Hamita gets knocked off if you're a Talmud Chacham. If you're a Talmud Chacham and you don't need the protection, so you don't need Kriya Shema al Hamita. So that's all his kasha. So how can you say that Kriya Shema al Hamita is the Kriya Shema d'oraisa? So Eitan has it. It's a beautiful kasha and it's pashut, okay? And many Achronim say this straight up, but I want to try to explain what was Tosfos' kasha, okay? So Eitan said, if you look at Rashi, no kasha. Rashi's not saying that you have to be yotze with Kriya Shema al Hamita. Rashi's just saying, okay, you know, you have Kriya Shema al Hamita, and with that alone, okay, you could be yotze. Okay, that's all he's saying, and there's a chiddush in that, obviously, because you see, Tosfos goes crazy on that. For other reasons, okay? But what was Tosfos thinking? Like, you know, he was reading the same Rashi we were thinking. Because all Rashi was saying is he could be yotze. Well, Rashi's against saying Kriya Shema, the parsha by itself, if you're a Talmud Chacham. You just say, okay, fine, so then you won't say it as a Kriya Shema Al-Mita. So the truth is, if you went through the Rishonim carefully, that we did, okay, and we already discussed this Rishon, The Or Zarua really deals with this. Because if you remember, it was based on the way we touched up Rashi, and the way we understood Rashi in the end, so our Teretz is Pasha, and Tosfos Kash is not a Kasha. But how did Tosfos understand Rashi? Tosfos understood Rashi like the Or Zarua understood Rashi. Tosfos asked on Rashi, If you're saying that you're saying, if you, Rashi, are saying Kriyashma Alamita is the Kriyashma, so then what? So then you're passing at Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and you don't need Smichas Gula Tefillah at night. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Shita is, and you have Kriyashma Samach Lamita, so and Tefillah before it. And that's what Rashi is doing. Rashi is saying, your Kriya Shema D'Oraisa is Alamita, and your Tzvila is beforehand. Okay? So what do you see Tosas saying? Tosas saying, oh, Rashi, Pasuk Rav Shuv and Levi. In fact, that's how the Or Zarua understands Rashi. Right? He says that Rashi is Pashas, we Pasuk Rav Shuv and Levi. That's how we Pasuk. And if you check out the, let's look and look. Go back to Maramakom 10 in Sugya Beis. So if you look, check this out. The Or Zarua actually says, "Lefishi taso asi shapir had the pligi lekaman Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi the Amar Rabbi Yochanan." Ezu ben Alamba Zasab Gula Tfila. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer Tfilos Ansa Tiknum. The Halacha Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Legavi Rabbi Yochanan. Kedemuchach, right? Rabbi Neayir, Megila Gai Pukta Rabbi Rabbi the Abba, now then he said. Now Tosfos, you know, went with the Pashas HaGemara. There was a Brisa Kavase to Rabbi Yochanan, right? But he says, V'yapa gada tanya kavasei Rabbi Yochanan, tani kari kriyashma is bound, hacha nami tanya kavasei Rabbi Shua ben Levi. There's also a brisa like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And that's the brisa that Rashi himself quoted from the Yushalmi. Right? The Iker kriyashma hainu hahi ba'alamita to the tanya of Yushalmi. So what do you see that the Or Zarua is doing? Think if you go Rabbi Shua ben Levi, then what gufa is the Iker kriyashma? It's obviously the Samach Lamitasa. It's the Kriyashma Alamita. Okay? So therefore, Tosas is going with the assumption that Rashi is passing on Yeshua ben Levi. If you pass on Yeshua ben Levi, then the Takana of Kriyashma is the Kriyashma Alamita. And therefore, Tosas asks, but you see, our Gemara, the Babli, is not going with this. Our Gemara, the Babli, you see clearly later on, says you can do away with Kriyashma Alamita. You see how beautiful that is? We, okay, answered up for Rashi. You don't have to go with this Or Zarua and stop saying Rashi's going with Yushalmi and etc., etc. But rather, just say, like we said, okay, that really there is Smichas Gula Tefillah. He is going with Rabbi Yochanan. He just has a Smichas Gula Tefillah of the Rabbanan Dika Kriyashma. Shkayach. You pushed it. Okay, so that's now in terms of, okay, working out the first half of Tosos. So what we basically did up until now, okay, is deal with the first four, okay, or the four kashas of Tosos, and we explain how Rashi, okay, Lishitaso, deals with all four of them. We just did a Lishitaso on the third one as well. Okay. The basic premise of Rashi, and the truth of the matter is, we, for the most part, okay, are somech on Rashi, okay. The basic premise of Rashi is that you can go ahead and say Kriya Shema later, okay, after Tzeis, and you can have your Kriya Shema also as part of Seder at Tfila. Right, we don't rely on Rashi in terms of Kriya Shema Alamita. We rely more on the other Rishonim, like Rabbeinu Yonah and others who say you should really have the full Kriya Shema, for sure, at least two parashios. But bottom line, I shouldn't say we, I'm sure there are many that are machmir not to make early Shabbos for this reason, for the problems raised by the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. However, the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ri, they reject this approach of Rashi. And they say that no, as we, you know, for the reasons, for the reasons mentioned, they say that no. Ah, we see that Kriya Shema is said earlier. Kriya Shema is said earlier, so they go ahead and they say, Kriya Shema can be said earlier, but that has to be the Kriya Shema d'Oraisa. And there are going to be two different shitas, that of Rabbeinu Tam and that of the Ri. But they're both going to learn that that Kriya Shema that's done in Shul, okay, that Kriya Shema that's done in Shul is really the Kriya Shema d'Oraisa. Well, I say that we don't really, okay, rely on this. You know, I mean, they say you could daven earlier, but Thomas is, we'll see, Rabbeinu Tam is rejected. For, we're going to have to explain a bit of time for some serious reasons. And the Ri as well, we don't really, I mean, most people who hold from early Shabbos don't hold like the Ri, where you're just saying Kriya Shema, you know, Karov le'tef ha'kochav. But anyway, that's just in terms of the bottom line of it. Okay. Okay, one other thing I just thought I would point out that I'm not going to be getting into, that has relevance, but Amit Hashem, we're going to be continuing. I don't know exactly when we're starting up, going weiter with the shiurim and brachos, but one thing that is a shiur or two in and of itself is, and it has a relationship to the sugya, and that is the famous machlokes between, okay, there's two machlokesim, the Gra and Rabbeinu Tam, and the Gra and the Magen Avram. Okay, is the Gra and Rabbeinu Tam in terms of Seisa Kochavim and Shkia? Okay, that's one machlokes that has to be dealt with. That might be one of the first shiurim that we deal with. Okay, after the Yachei Kala, and then there's another very important machlokes between the Gra and the Magen Avram. Okay, exactly how do you gauge the Shoz Manios? Okay, how do you gauge the Shoz Manios? Okay, from Alos until Seis, or from Nates until Shkia. Okay, that's also an important machlokes that has impact. It has impact in this sugya, but we're going to deal with it. Okay, when we get up to it, we have to deal with it. This tells us in and of itself. Hopefully, we'll get to MS and not have to get locked into that machlokas. Even though we are dealing with Rabbeinu Tam here, okay? But let's see. So now Rabbeinu Tam, what we're going to try to do now is we're going to set up, in the next half hour, we're going to set up the issues through Tosfos, and there are a lot more Maramakomos here, and there are going to be a lot more Maramakomos tomorrow. Hopefully we'll get ready. Can I just borrow your... I have it here. It's in the packet. If you don't have your Gemara, I put it in the packet also. It might be easier to read. Starts with Rabbeinu Tam, okay? So he says as follows. L'chein perish Rabbeinu Tam. Da'adu Rabba... Everyone see it. L'chein perish Rabbeinu Tam in Tosos. Da'adu Rabba. Kriyishma... So Beis HaKnesses Ika. That Kriya Shema in Shul is Ika after the Raisa Kriya Shema. So he says, Vim Tomar, Heyach Anu Korin Kol Kach B'Bol Yom. How do you say it so early? Okay? When it's still day. Tviyesh Lomar, Dekaimalon Kirabi Yehuda, Da'amar B'Perek Tvilas HaShachar. Because we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Not like the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going, okay, that's assuming we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like the Chachamim, okay? But if you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that the Zman Mincha is until Plag, and that Zman Mariv, okay, starts after Plag on Mincha, so then, that's when Kriya Shema will begin. Look what he says. The Kaimalon Krab Yehuda, the Amar Perak Tilas Shachar, the Zman Tilas HaMincha Ad Plag HaMincha, Dahainu echarasar shows pachas revia umiyad kishayichlas mana mitcha mafils mana arvus. This is clear from the Gemara later on in Perek Revi, and there's a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. Okay, Rav Yehuda holds that mincha is until plaga mincha, and then right after plaga mincha is man mariv. Okay, and the Chachamim hold, okay, that mincha is until erev, okay, until night. Okay, I'm being specifically vague about that because the machlokes itself is it. That's not going to be for now. That's going to be when we get to Perek Revi, somewhere around Pesach time, I assume. Okay? But that's a set of machlokas, where that means you can go, as the Shagas Aryeh says, through Shkia until, with Mincha, you know, Hasidim definitely, you know, follow this. Okay? You can go through, with Mincha through Shkia. Okay? Others say, no, you have to stop at Shkia. And it's a machlokas. Why you have to stop at Shkia? Is that really the time when the Chacham say Marav begins, or because of Suffolk Yom, something like that? But the bottom line is, whatever you're going to call, you know, Erev, okay, you know, Shkia Tseis, we'll call it, the Shkia Tseis time, for all intents and purposes, the Chacham hold that Mincha is all through Plag, at least until Shkia, and then is this man of Marav. Okay? So therefore he says as follows. He says, but if you hold like Rav Yehuda, that Zman Marav begins when? Zman Marav begins at Plag HaMincha. So then you can say Kriya Shema. Right? That's what he says. Yesh Lomar Okay, so that's what he says. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So then he says, one second. He says, Ve'im tomar, heyach anu mispalin tfilas mincha samuch l'chashecha v'afilu l'achar plaga mincha. He says, I have a kasha for you. If we're actually paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, how do we daven mincha after plag? How do we daven mincha after plag? So Yesh Lomar, the Kaim along Kirabbanan. No, because he also holds like the Rabbanan. Dami Zvan Tfilas Mincha Ara Ere. Ah, so how do you do that? It says, V'yarmina Mekamen, Hashtra, the Lo Itma Hilchasa, Lo Kimar, the Lo Kimar. This is the Beferish, the Gemara later on in Perek Revi. The Gemara says that unlike when it comes to what? When it comes to Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim, by Tfilas Shachris, that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, Ad Dalet Shos, Ad V'Ad V'Chlal. When it comes to the Zman of Mincha and Mariv, there's no clear-cut psak, as the Gemara there says. It shows that Rav went a certain way, the Rabbana went another way, and the Gemara say, now that we see that Hilka says, Lo Kemar V'Lo Kemar, De'ovid Kemaravid, U'De'ovid Kemaravid. Okay? The famous sugya later on in Perek Revi, that you can go ahead and hold like either one that you want. Okay? So, but what he's saying is an unbelievable thing. Because what he's saying is that you can go ahead and on different days you can make a switch. We're going to see. I'm being positive. Everyone's going to keep going for the whole year. Okay. We're going to see that this is a big machlokes. It's a big machlokes. You can't just, you know, flip from one day to the next day. Not so simple, according to many Rishonim. Okay. You can't go ahead and make that flip. Okay. Now we go ahead and we have the pasta. You can make the flip. Okay. But it's mashma. It's mashma from Inutan that he's even allowing an even more radical tactic to Sasre. He seems to be holding, and this is hard, you have to make the nuance in the Inutan, that it could be that he's actually holding it within the same day. It's what's called the tactic to Sasre. Because look what he says. Mikom makom, kasha, davi katrei kule, disasre na abdagi. Sharei me'eza tam anu mispalin arvis miyad lacha plaga mincha. Mishum dekaimelon deshas ha mincha kula kederi Rav Yehuda. Umiyad habizman arvis. Uvizman atzvila atzma lo kaimelon kerab Yehuda ela kerabana. So what he's pointing out, this is now Tosos talking, and he's saying, I can't accept Rabbeinu Tam for one simple reason. Because Rabbeinu Tam is assuming, okay, that there's a tarte de sasri going on here. He's assuming a tarte de sasri going on here, okay? Now, it's hard to know exactly what Tosos is rejecting. Is he rejecting the full Tarte de Sasri of switching on different days? Or is he rejecting the Tarte de Sasri on the same day itself? But for whatever, this is not our sugya here. This is a sugya in the fourth Torah. But the bottom line is, very interestingly, what is the only reason that Tosos, this is the important part for us, what is the only reason that Tosos seems to reject Rabbeinu Tam? Because of what? The Tarte de Sasri problem. Otherwise, he seems to buy into what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. Right? In other words, Tosos' only problem is, how can you say what you're saying? Because what you're doing is Tarte de Sasri, you're playing it both ways. You're holding a little bit like a Chachamim, and you're holding a little bit like a Yehudi. You can't do that. Okay? However, it's a plea. As if Isaacson hit me about a half hour ago. Must have been more than a half hour ago. 40 minutes ago. Can anyone else tell me what? If you were Tosos attacking Rabbeinu Tam, I purposely left this Marah Makom out. I have a whole new section of Marah Makomos that I'm giving tomorrow, but I wanted to see if anyone would come up with the kasha. What's the much more fundamental kasha? Yeah, Dr. Dove. Marav or?
No,
Marav is the Farish. That's the Perek Revi. Marav is Shmona Esrei, that's from Yehuda. That's not a problem. That's the Farish of Gemara in Perek Revi. What are you asking? Yeah? So he's saying that they're not going to Rabbi Yehuda. The same way the Mishnah's not going to Rabbi Yehuda, they're also not going to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not going to Rabbi Yehuda. It's going with the Chachamim. That's what he's saying. It's another Shita. Much more, Avinu Kol Asa. Yeah. What is this going to do? What is this in the world have to do with Priyashma? The Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, right, and the Chachamim is a separate, okay, halacha unique to Tvila. That after Plaga Mincha, right, the Tomid Shabbat Arbayim, what's the Machlokes? The Tomid Shabbat Arbayim went only until where? Went only until Plaga Mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, that's when Mincha ends, and that's when Marav begins. But what does that got to do with? What is that going to do, Reb Lord? You know, you following? What is that going to do with Kriyashma? Kriyashma is alachin b'shavacha v'kumecha. Has to do with, right, night. Either night or the time you go to sleep. This is not night. What's the biggest riot that Plaga Mincha is not night? Hey, that's a good riot too. But I want a halachic riot. Right? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that if they have to plag on Shabbos, he can stop doing malacha? You think Rabbi Yehuda holds that? Of course not. Right? Of course he doesn't hold that. If someone was born after plag, do we say that he is born? Let's say he was born after plag on Friday. So do we give him a Shabbos bris the week after? Of course not. It's still Friday. Right? It's not night yet. So what in the world, Kriyashma? B'shachvacha u'mekumecha. What?
Yeah.
He's just showing that he must have done that. But he's not giving a svara. He's not giving it out. And the truth of the matter is, how do you know? How do you know Rav didn't say Kriya Shema later on? According to Rashi, I'm sure he did. Right? That's a separate question. We're going to get to that kasha. What's the big raya? What's the big raya told us in the first place? That's another kasha. You bring a raya, but forget about it. Again, it's only a raya if you're going with his premise. The bottom line is mehechateza. Where in the world does this come from? Right, Mr. Shem, we're going to deal with it.
I want to.
What? Yeah, that's because we're going with Rashi. You have to go with him. Okay. What? You mean the Gemara would have said that? Okay, listen, but the bottom line is, he's still not explaining. The bottom line is, whether it is a raya or it's not a raya. Okay, again, I think if you think it through, according to Rashi, obviously it's not a raya. But even if it is a raya, you're not explaining it. You have to understand it. What's the idea? Shachlecha v'kumecha. So sure, at the time you go to sleep, okay, and night, we'll see. Okay, so that's in terms of a bit of time. So that's kasha, that's major kasha, number one, at least for us, okay, in the Sheikh of Abed Tam, which we're going to have to, again, we're going to deal with the Mitzvah Shem heavily on Tuesday. Again, the Taka the Sasa issue is a whole sugya and shir in and of itself. There are many different approaches in how that works. It's not really our issue. Our issue is Rav Eisenstein's kasha and Rabbi Kolwas' kasha, and just to show you that it's not a crazy kasha that he did yet, guess who asks it? And I'll put it out in my makomas for you tomorrow night. Vayner Klar, the Rajba. The Havada Rabbi Yehuda, Alpha Pisha, and the Svaro to us, Hamincha, Mitlag Hamincha Be'elech, Lo Mitnei. What? No. Alpha Pisha, and the Svaro to us, Hamincha, Mitlag Hamincha Be'elech. Okay, yeah. Lo Mitnei Shehuwa. The reason why you can't say Mincha after Plaga Mincha and you start Marav after Plaga Mincha, not Mitnei Shehu Laila Ka'amar Ella, no, you got it now, Ella Mishum the Tfilos Kineged Tanidim Tiknum the Talmud Shaben Arbayim Hayakare Ba'olech at Plaga Mincha Umishum Hachi Tfilos HaMincha Si Kinegda Eina Ella Arosu Zmanu Misham Eilach. Why is this? That's what he goes on. What in the world is that I'm talking about? But now we're going to see that. Now we're going to see that the Ri has his own problems also. Okay. So the Ri goes on. Therefore, again, interesting. The Ri really is not so bothered by Rabbi Tam, except for the times of the Sasri. And I think in that sense, if you did this right, in that, you know, in principle, he doesn't really have problems with, you know, the sheet that I've been at time, we have to figure out why, but just stuff to talk to the Sasi issue. But then he says as follows. Al-Kaino Meri, Devadai Kriyashma, so Beisak Knesses Iker, he's agreeing. In this point, he's agreeing with Rabbi Tam. Vadai Kriyashma, so Beisak Knesses Iker. So you have Rabbi Tam and the Ri, they're both arguing with Rashi, and saying you're fulfilling your Kriyashma Doraisa in davening and marrying the shul. So therefore he says, as Dr. Rosen said, Sviralan kahani tnai de gemara de amri misha shekidesh hayom vegam misha shebnei adam nichnasim lehesek dehainu sudas erev shabbos vihi isa mi ba'od yom umi osa shah havi zman tfila. So, unbelievable Ri here. The Ri starts out and says that you're going to see that on Amud Beis there are a whole slew of Tanayim. There's a whole slew of Tanayim that argue on our Mishnah. Don't think that our Mishnah, even though it's a Stam Mishnah, don't think that our Mishnah has the last say on when the Zman Kriyashma is. Okay, it's not true. As we paskin, he says, like one of the, well, we're relying at least on one of the manda amrim, okay, on one of the tanaim, it's machokas tanaim, it's 5-6 different tanaim. Okay, we're going to try to deal with that as well. I'm going to spell out what we're going to try to. There's a lot in this sugya. It relates to a lot of the rest of the first paragraph of brachos. So I'll try to zero in on exactly which parts we're going to deal with between the next 15 minutes and tomorrow soon enough. Okay, so he says, see you like honey tonight, the Gemara, the Amri Mishasha Kiddush Hayom, the Gam Mishasha Me'adim Nichnasim Lehaseh, the Hainu Surah Zerav Shabbos. He says, there's two shitas, okay, there's the shita that holds Shasha Kiddush Hayom, which is Shkia, okay, and then there's a, he learns, and we're going to see this in Machokas Rishonim, okay, he learns that the shita of, okay, Shasha Bnei Adam Nichnasim Lehesev, right, the Hainu, okay, Sudas Erev Shabbos, the Yaisa Mibod Yom, he holds that this is even earlier than Shkia. He says it's Mibod, Pasha says it's Mibod Yom, right, which is like Mamish, like, moments before, okay, moments before. Okay, so I guess you could say Kriya Shema right then, and then what I understand it is, you would then be going into Tefillah, and then you wouldn't have the problem of the Taka Desatsu with Rav Yehuda anymore, because then you'd be moving right into, Shkia with Tefillah. Pasha, that's what you have to say, otherwise you're going to run into the same problem of the Taka Desatsu. But what you end up having here, okay, a very unique Shita, which seems to be saying that Kriya Shema is also, and when all is said and done, and by the way, you see, now we're starting to understand why the Re doesn't really have that much difficulty to remain a Tam, because he himself is placing what? Kriya Shema Mivahod Yom. He's calling it Mivahod Yom when it's still day. Somehow, you can do, according to the Re, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, Kriya Shema of Laila, of Arvis, that we always think of Sefer Kochav in B'Shachmacha, somehow it could be done by Ba'od Yom. Pliat Suma, yeah. That's a Pliya too. No, but other, almost all the other Rishonim learn this man, okay? Learn, as we're going to see, that's what we're going to see tomorrow. Learn this man is of Erev Shabbos after Seif. It's the latest man, okay? But almost all Rishonim. So, I think that's why he didn't, have anything. You're right. Obviously, their time is more of a stretch. I'm just trying to show you why possibly, it wasn't inconceivable to the Re, Rabbi Tam Shita, while according to the Rajva, who is, you'll go and you'll see, the Rajva the first learns this Shita is one of the last, not the first Shita, no, not the first time of Kriya Shema, but rather one of the last times of Kriya Shema, okay? So, what we're basically up to right now is that we have Rabbi Tam, who somehow allows for Kriya Shema already from Plaga Mincha, we don't know where that comes from. We see the Re having also a shtickle radical shita, but not as radical. We also can say Kriya Shema Mibahod Yom. And what we're going to have to dig into tomorrow, and that's what we're going to, the main part that I want you to go through, and I'm going to have a lot, many more Rishonim on this tomorrow, is to go through the Gemara very carefully. As originally I had on this packet, okay, the later sugya with the Ramban and the Tosfos in Yuma, which was connecting it up to Kriya Shema in the morning. I think that was a little too daring of me to get into. Okay, we'll get there. It's only Daftes. We'll get there. But what we're gonna zero in on is really trying to get down trying to get down this sheet, the sheetos of Tchilas Man. What is the ideas of Tchilas Man? Tomorrow, again, there's going to be five or six sheetos. I'm going to give my focus. We've shown him on the different sheetos, okay, as to when you can say Kriya Shema. And the issues are going to be, what is it all about? We have one pasuk of B'shach V'cha V'kumecha. Alright, we're going to see a brisa coming up quoting psukim from Nehemiah, talking about Yom V'layla, right? Yom V'layla. So are we talking about Yom V'layla? Are we talking about B'shach V'cha V'kumecha? Are we talking about Plaga Mincha? Later on is going to be a Mishnah, and we show them we're talking about Erev Baboker. Is Erev Baboker the same as Yom V'layla? That's something that you got to be careful in the Rishonim. The nuances in the Rishonim are going to hopefully help us tighten this up. I just want to bring up one more issue, and then we'll stop, okay? And that is, if you go with the end of Tosus, this is a problem that I still don't have a teretz for. I don't understand how he's bringing this as a raya, okay? And that is, he goes on the Re. Hopefully by tomorrow or Tuesday we'll have a teretz for this. Maybe someone can. Look what he goes on. He says, not a major problem in terms of the fundamental shittas of the Re and the Rebbeinu Tam. Just what's his raya? He says, "Vegam raya derav havi matzli shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos umistama gam haya kore kriyashma." What's his raya? Is this raya to him? If anything, that's a raya to him. To Rabbeinu Tam. Why is that a raya to him? Again, the gam raya, the Rav used to be matzli shel Shabbos when? Be'erev Shabbos. That was, Rav used to daven Ma'ariv, like we make early Shabbos, you have to plaga mincha. And then he's saying, and if he did it, mistama hayakore kriyashma. So, what's the raya for him over Rabbeinu Tam? Is it a raya for him over Rabbeinu Tam? So the only thing I think that he's bringing here is not really a raya, and I think this is the way I've been learning the Re up until now. That he's not really bringing a raya for himself over who? Over Rabbeinu Tam. He's just bringing a raya for Bnei Kesef Iker, okay, between himself and Rabbeinu Tam versus who? Versus Shitas Rashi. It's just a little out of order. The truth of the matter is, if you look at the Rush, very good, Rabbi. If you look at the Rush, I mean, if you hit it, the Rush has this earlier in Rabbeinu Tam. Not in the read. So that's the only thing I could say. If anyone has any other way to read this, I'd like to hear it. But that's the best I could do. I think see how the askama from the doctor over there. Okay, but then what he's doing is he's bringing a raya. Okay, Keneged Rashi Shita. That obviously, Pastor Rav said it then as well. The only thing is that, you know, as the Masha points out, you know, that's only a raya if you go with the premises that Tosfos has been going with. If you go with the premises that we've established, okay, according to Rashi, there's no kasha. I mean, there's no problem. You can say Kriya Shema later on. You can even do it Alamita. So why Mistama? Why Mistama? Okay, do you have to say that Rav must have said Kriya Shema before him? You know, the way we typed up Rashi. Okay, it's not necessarily an afkamina. But you know why? Okay, people are bothered by it because we're so locked in and we're so nervous, okay, about Chikas Rashi, so that we go ahead like this is so b'di'evit, this is so b'di'evit. Rashi didn't view it as b'di'evit. He didn't view it. It was the way we tied it up. It wasn't b'di'evit. So therefore, Rav wasn't acting b'di'evit. You're only asking a kasha if you view this activity as a b'di'evit activity. You know, the way we behave, it seems like it's a great kasha. The Masha's kasha is a great kasha because you know, this is so b'diav. And actually, I have no problem with it. Okay, Ad Kan, Mitzvah tomorrow. We'll have some more Ma'amar Kromos, and we'll finish this up with Mitzvah on Tuesday. On Wednesday, the last sugya of Kavanah the Mitzvahs by the Rav. The basic Ma'amar Kromos as well is in the packet, and he'll be giving the grand finale shiur. And stay tuned for whoever wants to continue and join on with us weiter after the Yachid Kala. Shkoyach. Thanks for coming tonight. Big night. The Gedolah will be proud.
How do we turn this up? How do you stop without, I don't want to lose it.